Kevin did not mention he cannot forgive us for the increase in Argentina as the headline. Victor announces that suppliers that pass apply for residential customers. Zipper calls for infrastructure development in tourism sector and in international news. Germania becomes second NATO country to report Russian drone in its airspace.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Monaco.
Now the news in the next half hour. Zipco has announced that residential customers will receive 6 hours of electricity supply daily from today until September 20th, 2025. The adjustment follows ongoing efforts to stabilize the national power system. In a statement, the Corporate Affairs Department, Zipco has also confirmed similar supply adjustments for industrial and commercial customers. The utility company has emphasized that power supply to critical facilities such as hospitals and water treatment plants will remain unaffected. According to Zipco, the limited power availability due to electricity instability and scheduled biannual maintenance by Nanda Collieries Limited, which is taking place from August 17th to September 24th, 2025. The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research has called for urgent investment in infrastructure within the tourism sector to support its projected 7% growth and the increasing number of international events being hosted in the country. Speaking in an interview, Zipa Interim Executive Director Zali Chikoga has noted that while Zambia is seen as good in international meetings, the country lacks adequate facilities to accommodate large numbers of delegates. Mr. Chikoga has attributed the growing interest in Zambia as a conference and tourism destination to President Hakainde of international engagement and active marketing of the country. He has warned that without lasting infrastructure, the country risks missing out on major opportunities in the global tourism and event market.
If we don't have the conference facility in Zambia that can accommodate 1,000 delegates, we need to move in that direction. We don't have a hotel that will accommodate that number of delegates. We need to move. When we have large conferences in Zambia, it is difficult for the Ministry of Tourism to arrange accommodation in areas that are safe and secure for its delegates. So we need to invest more. We need to facilitate investment in this sector. And this sector is growing at a very high rate, higher than the Zambian growth, Zambian GDP growth, 7%. We grew at 4% in 2004. This sector grows at 7%.
The Citizens Environmental and Social Concerns are charged that there is no environmental justice in the country due to lack of laws that institute stricter punishment. Organization Executive Director Conor Hukaka notes that people have been getting away with environmental crimes, a situation he describes as worrying. Mr. Hakatia says this poses a risk for the country in view of climate change, which underscores the desperate need for the protection of the environment. He has reiterated that the continued absence of an environmental crime force to affect environmental protection and justice.
Most important, we need an environmental crime force established in our country for environmental crimes to be reported to and environmental crimes to be handled at the environmental crime court. Okay, then some of these things will begin to reduce. I'll give you an example. Even this issue of open air garbage burning that happens everywhere and everyone does it with impunity. Laws are clear. They are laws. Somebody can go to prison for 3 years or pay a fine between 1,300 and 15,000 kwacha. Zero. No one has ever been charged or taken to court or even fined for doing that. Yet you see it everywhere.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Villarreal has described government charges to irrigate over 500,000 hectares by 2027 as ambitious. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Villarreal has emphasized the need for a clear vision and well-defined implementation modalities to achieve this goal. He has noted that Zambia should reduce its dependence on rainfed agriculture and instead invest more in irrigation systems to boost food production for both domestic use and export. Recently, the Minister of Agriculture announced plans to map rivers and other water bodies as part of efforts to meet the 500,000-hectare irrigation target and enhance productivity, particularly among small-scale farmers.
This is a very ambitious. The government is supposed to have a vision of how it wants the agricultural sector to be for a period of time. Without a vision, we are doomed. We are going nowhere. So looking at the opportunity that is arising over the market that is available, especially around the sub-Saharan Africa, the government has a program, ambitious program, to ensure that we tap into this available market, that ensure that even if we have a target of raising the production level by 2027, we need to use off-season cropping that is using over irrigation.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Solar Industry Association of Zambia has reported significant growth in the sector, driven by increased adoption of solar energy across the country. Association President Matanda Mora says while the growth is encouraging, there is growing competition based primarily on pricing rather than the quality of solar products. Mr. Mora has attributed this trend to the influx of solar products on the Zambian market, which has given consumers a wider range of choices. However, he has cautioned the public to be vigilant and avoid purchasing substandard products that may not offer long-term value.
The news comes to the news after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet and get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Romania says the Russian drone has breached its airspace, the second NATO country to report such an incursion. The defense ministry said in a statement that Romanian fighter jets were in the air monitoring a Russian attack in Ukraine on Saturday and were able to track the drone near Ukraine's southern border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the incursion could not be a mistake. It was an obvious expansion of the war by Russia. The BBC has more.
The U.S. Secretary of State has reiterated his unhappiness at Israel's attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar as he begins a two-day visit to Israel. But Marco Rubio said the incident was not damaged by national relations, which was strong. Before visiting the Western Wall together with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Rubio repeated President Trump's desire for all Israeli hostages to be released in one go and for Hamas to be defeated. U.S. and Chinese officials are meeting in Madrid for the latest round of trade talks between the world's two biggest economies. British former world champion boxer Ricky Hatton has died at the age of 46. Nicknamed the Hitman, he was all-time world light welterweight and welterweight Eric Holder. Ukraine's military says it carried out a drone strike on one of Russia's largest oil refineries, southeast of St. Petersburg. Kiev's drone forces said the strike caused a large fire in the Kyrgyzstan refinery, located 800 kilometers from the Ukrainian border.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Zambia under-17 national team suffered a 2-1 defeat to Malawi in the AFCON under-17 qualifier match. The Polo youngsters got off to a promising start when Albert Funda scored in the 20th minute, putting Zambia ahead 1-0. However, Malawi equalized through James Lumbe's goal in the 30th minute, leveling the score at 1-1.